Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The biggest mistake you're making right now is thinking that this hard season is the end of your story. But listen to me closely. This is not your end. This is your setup. God is not punishing you. He's preparing you. And if you click away from this video too soon, you might miss the one word that could flip your whole perspective and change your life. So, don't scroll. Don't pause. Don't assume this is like every other video you've watched. This one's different. Because this is your divine wake-up call. I've been where you are. Broken. Exhausted. Questioning everything. And just when I thought it was over, God whispered, "I'm not done with you." You might be wondering, why does it hurt this much? Where is God in all of this? Why is nothing working out? Those questions matter. And today, I'm not just going to give you answers. I'm going to give you hope. Real hope. The kind that lifts you off the floor and reminds you that your comeback is already in motion. So watch this video until the very end. Because if you're in a storm, this message is your anchor. If you're in the fire, these words are your water. And if you feel like quitting, this is the fire that will reignite your fight. Let's go. Let's uncover the purpose in your pain. Because God isn't burying you. He's planting you. You may feel like your world is falling apart right now. Like you're stuck in a storm that refuses to end. You pray, but the sky stays dark. You cry, but the silence is deafening. And deep down, you're wondering, why me? Why now? But I need you to understand something I had to learn the hard way. Pain is not pointless. There is purpose in your pain. May not feel like it. It may not look like it. But God never wastes your suffering. I remember a season in my life where everything seemed to crumble. Friends turned away. Opportunities dried up. I was drowning in confusion, asking God, what did I do wrong? But the problem wasn't that I had done something wrong. The truth was, God was doing something right, and I couldn't see it yet. What I thought was punishment was really preparation. What felt like rejection was actually redirection. And what looked like a breakdown, it was really the beginning of my breakthrough. God allows certain seasons to strip us, not to harm us, but to heal us. Sometimes he allows loss so he can show you what never could be lost, his presence. Sometimes he lets what's fake fall apart so what's real can be revealed. Every trial exposes something. It might reveal a weakness you didn't know was there. It might expose an idol you've been clinging to. Or it might uncover a strength you never knew you had. Either way, your pain is talking to you. And more importantly, God is working through it. Jesus said in John 15:2, "Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear even more fruit." Think about that. Even the branches doing well get cut back. Why? Because God doesn't just want you to survive, he wants you to flourish. But flourishing takes pruning. And pruning is painful. It feels like loss. It feels like failure. But it's actually growth in disguise. You're not being cut off. You're being cut back for more. And here's what I've learned. emotional valleys often become the foundation for your mountaintop moments. The deeper the valley, the taller the mountain. The darker the night, the brighter the sunrise. Some of the greatest spiritual victories are birthed out of the most intense personal pain. You don't grow on the mountaintop. You grow in the valley. That's where you learn to trust. That's where you learn to pray. That's where you find out who you really are, and more importantly, who God really is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Romans 8:28 tells us, God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That means nothing is wasted. Not your tears. Not your heartbreak. Not your confusion. It all matters. It all gets woven into the masterpiece God is creating with your life. But here's the shift I had to make. And maybe you do too. Stop asking, why is this happening to me? And start asking, Lord, why are you doing through this? That's where transformation begins. When you stop seeing your pain as punishment and start seeing it as preparation, everything changes. You begin to realize that the fire wasn't sent to burn you, it was sent to refine you. You're not being destroyed. You're being developed. You're not being buried. You're being planted. And yes, it's dark under the soil. Yes, it's lonely. But that's where roots grow deep. That's where identity is formed. And that's where fruit is born. So, don't curse the season you're in. Don't rush out of it. Don't waste it. Ask God what he wants you to learn. What he wants you to release, and what he's trying to grow in you. Because when you begin to recognize the purpose in your pain, you won't fear the fire. You'll thank God for it. Your comeback starts right here, in the ashes of what you thought was the end. Stay with me. There's more. Let's talk about what it means when God goes silent, because that silence has a message too. But what do you do when the pain isn't loud anymore, but the silence is? What happens when heaven goes quiet and your prayers feel like they're hitting the ceiling? You've surrendered the pain, but now you're staring at stillness. And it's in that silence that the real battle begins. There's a pain deeper than physical wounds. It's the ache of silence. That moment when you pray and heaven doesn't seem to answer. When your soul cries out and all you hear is nothing, you wonder if God left, if he forgot you, if he's ignoring you. I've been there. I know what it feels like to sit in a dark room, clutching a Bible, asking, God, where are you? But hear me clearly, God's silence is not God's absence. I need you to understand this deeply. Silence isn't proof that God is gone. Sometimes, it's confirmation that God is working behind the curtain. Isaiah 64:4 says, God acts on behalf of those who wait for him. He's moving. He's planning. He's aligning the impossible, even when you hear nothing. And often, the quieter heaven gets, the louder hell tries to speak. That's the real battle. Not just surviving the silence, but trusting God in the middle of it. There were moments in the Bible where even the greatest felt this way. Think about Jesus on the cross. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Even Jesus felt the sting of divine silence. But the Father had not left him. The father was fulfilling the greatest plan of redemption ever written. In that silence, salvation was being secured. So, don't mistake God's quiet for his departure. Sometimes he goes silent not because he's far, but because he's forming something in you. Faith doesn't grow when everything feels good. Faith grows when you keep walking without hearing a word. When you say, "I don't feel you, but I trust you." That's the kind of faith God builds in the silence. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." But I'd add this, we walk by faith, not by feeling, too. Because your feelings will lie. They'll say God has left. But his word says he never will. "I will never leave you, nor forsake you," Hebrews 13:5. Here's the truth. God whispers in the quiet, not in the chaos. The storm makes noise, but his voice is in the stillness. When Elijah was hiding in the cave, he expected God in the wind, in the fire, in the earthquake. But God came in a gentle whisper. So maybe that's what this silence is. Not punishment. Not distance. But an invitation to lean in closer. This silent season isn't about proving your strength. It's about building your surrender. God is asking, "Will you trust me when there's no sign? Will you stay close when I'm not speaking loudly? Will you believe I'm working when you can't see a thing?" If your answer is yes, you're passing a test that unlocks deeper dimensions of destiny. So don't panic in the silence. Don't rush to fill the gap with noise. Instead, say, "God, I trust you here. I'll wait as long as you want. Because even in silence, you are God. Even in silence, you are good." The silence is not a dead zone. It's a sacred space. And if you lean in, you'll realize that heaven is still speaking. You just have to listen differently. Let's go deeper now, because when silence stretches too long, hope begins to break. And when that happens, we've got to learn how to hold on when everything says give up. And if the silence lasts long enough, it starts to whisper lies. Maybe God isn't coming. Maybe it's too late. But there's something even more powerful than silence, hope. Not the kind that sits still, but the kind that dares to rise when everything says stay down. Let me ask you something straight out. Have you ever wanted to quit on everything? To walk away from the dream, the prayer, the promise, and just disappear? Because I have. And let's be real, when you're in the middle of a storm that just won't break, hope feels like a cruel joke. It's hard to believe in better days when your whole life looks like a battlefield. But here's what I learned in my lowest moment. Hope is not wishful thinking, it's spiritual warfare. Real hope is built on God's unchanging character, not your changing circumstances. It says, "I may be down right now, but this isn't how my story ends." Hope is refusing to give the enemy the final word over your life. It's standing in the dark with tears in your eyes and still whispering, "God is able." Romans 5:5 declares, "Hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit." Think about that. Hope is not just emotion. It's evidence that God's Spirit is alive inside you. You were never meant to rely on how things look. You were meant to rely on what God said. Abraham had every reason to give up. Years pass. No child. No promise fulfilled. But Romans 4:18 says, "Against all hope, Abraham and hope believe." That means he hoped even when hope made no sense. And what happened? God came through. Always does. Because God doesn't play with promises. He fulfills them. Maybe your dream feels dead. Maybe your joy is gone. Maybe the light at the end of the tunnel has vanished. But you need to know this. God specializes in resurrections. That's what he does. He brings dead things back to life. Dead dreams. Dead faith. Dead purpose. He took Lazarus out of the grave. He rose Jesus from the tomb. And he can raise you, too. Here's what changed everything for me. I stopped looking for signs, and I started looking to his heart. I stopped trying to predict the outcome and just said, God, I'm yours. Even if I don't get what I asked for, even if it hurts, I'll still hope in you. That's when peace came. That's when strength returned. Not because the storm ended, but because I anchored my hope in the one who never changes. Hope doesn't mean you never cry. It means you cry, but you keep standing. It doesn't mean you never doubt. It means you fight back with truth every time doubt knocks. And yes, the night is dark, but that means dawn is that much closer. The fact that you're still breathing, still watching this, still holding on, it's proof God's not done. Not even close. So I dare you, hope again. Dream again. Pray again. Trust again. Don't give up. Don't give in. This is not your end. This is the middle. And the God who started your story, he's already written your comeback. And now, it's time to talk about the most overlooked part of your comeback. Preparation. What do you do before the breakthrough comes? But what if hope alone isn't the breakthrough? What if this storm is your classroom, and God is teaching you how to build before he lets you rise? You're hoping for a door to open, but are you becoming the kind of person who's ready to walk through it? Listen, everyone wants the comeback. Everyone wants the blessing, the elevation, the open doors. But what most people ignore is this. God prepares you in private before he promotes you in public. And if you skip the preparation, you'll sabotage the promotion. When I was in a hidden season, I hated it. No recognition. No progress. No signs. Just silence and work. But now I see it clearly. God wasn't punishing me. He was preparing me. Every quiet day was sharpening my character. Every disappointment was teaching me discipline. Every no was forging endurance in my soul. God doesn't rush his masterpieces. And if you're in the wilderness, it means you're being trained for something greater. Look at David. He was anointed as king. But did he sit on a throne right away? No. He went back to the sheep. He fought lions and bears. He served a king who hated him. Why? Because before David could handle the crown, he had to carry the weight of responsibility in secret. The anointing came in a quiet field, not in a palace. That's where God builds champions. You might be in your own sheep field right now, stuck in an ordinary job, overlooked, underestimated, praying for God to use you, but feeling like you've been forgotten. But hear me, this is not wasted time. It's warrior training. God is building your muscle. He's forming your identity. He's getting you ready to carry what's coming next. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." Small beginnings are holy ground because they keep you humble. They keep you hungry. And they prove whether you're faithful with little before you're trusted with much. The wilderness isn't punishment. It's promotion school. And God always uses the wilderness to test what you really believe. Can you still worship when there's no spotlight? Can you still obey when it costs you everything? Can you still say yes when everything in you wants to quit? If you can answer yes or getting close. So here's what I want you to do. Don't just pray for the blessing. Prepare for it. Strengthen your spirit. Deepen your prayer life. Clean up your habits. Build discipline. Act like the door is about to open, because it is. And when it does, you'll be ready to walk through it with strength and purpose. God isn't just sending a comeback. He's sending a new version of you to meet it. One who is stronger, wiser, more refined, and more focused. The preparation is hard, but it's worth it. Because when the spotlight hits, you'll already have the strength to stand under it. Now, let's move into the next layer of this journey. Restoration. What does it look like when God starts putting the broken pieces back together? Because God won't restore what you're not prepared to carry. He's not just returning what was lost. He's rewriting the blueprint. And if you want the restoration, you've got to step into alignment with His design, not your comfort zone. What if I told you that restoration isn't about going back to who you used to be, but rising into who you were always meant to be? See, too many of us think that when God restores us, He's just going to hand back what we lost. The job, the relationship, the money, the peace. But hear me, God's version of restoration isn't a rewind, it's a rebirth. It's not a return to the old. It's a launch into the new. And if you're not aligned with His plan, you might miss the miracle He's trying to deliver. When Job lost everything, his health, his wealth, his children, it looked like the end. But Job didn't curse God. He didn't quit. He worshipped. And when the dust settled, Job 42:10 tells us, the Lord restored to Job double what he had before. That's the power of divine restoration. It doesn't replace what was taken. It multiplies what's to come. But here's the truth most people miss. Restoration requires alignment. God won't bless a version of you that's not walking in His will. If you're clinging to bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, or rebellion, then you're blocking the very thing God's trying to pour into your life. Restoration begins when you say, God, not my will, yours. Not my timeline, yours. Not my way, your way. You've got to align your heart, your habits, and your hope with His vision, not just your comfort. That means letting go of what He told you to release. That means forgiving people who don't deserve it, because holding on to offense is like drinking poison and expecting them to die. That means setting your eyes on what's ahead, not what's behind, because God is doing a new thing, and He needs your agreement. Jeremiah 29:11 declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope." That verse isn't a cute Instagram quote. It's a divine blueprint. God's plan isn't built on pain. It's built on purpose. But you've got to walk in sync with it. Ask yourself, am I aligning my priorities with God's? Am I feeding my spirit or just my feelings? Am I pursuing what's easy or what's eternal? These are the questions that shape your comeback. Let me tell you what happened in my life. I thought restoration meant getting everything back that I lost. But God had something better. Instead of giving me back what was familiar, He gave me what was divine. I didn't just get my confidence back, I got clarity. I didn't just get healed, I got holy fire. I didn't just get another chance, I got a whole new calling. That's restoration. And it flows from obedience, from surrender, from daily choosing to trust when you'd rather control. God's restoration begins when you open your hands and say, Lord, rebuild me, reshape me, and repurpose me for your glory. You've come too far to go backward. Don't try to resurrect what God buried. Instead, rise up into what he's been building behind the scenes. This is your moment. The wreckage of yesterday is becoming the foundation for tomorrow's glory. Your restoration is not pending, it's already in progress. And now, it's time. Time to move forward. Not limping, not hiding, but walking boldly into the new season God has prepared for you. The stage is set. The pieces are in place. But there's one more thing left to do. You've got to move. Not with fear, not with doubt, but with boldness, like someone who knows the comeback is already in motion. Look at me and hear this deep in your spirit. God did not bring you this far just to leave you stuck in survival mode. You were not made to crawl into your destiny. You were created to walk boldly, with purpose, with authority, and with a fire that no devil in hell can put out. This next season of your life isn't about recovering quietly. It's about walking out public victory after a private battle. What you've endured was never meant to define you. It was meant to refine you. Now is the time to step forward like you believe the battle is already won. Because it is. The enemy wanted to keep you silent. He wanted to convince you that this was your end. That God forgot you. That nothing would change. But guess what? He failed. You're still here. Still breathing. Still believing. Still standing. And that's proof that something powerful is on the horizon. Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That was God's word to Joshua as he stood on the edge of the promised land. But here's what I love. Before Joshua ever stepped into his promise, God spoke identity into him. Strang. Turge. Why? Because the first step into a new season is not a physical move, it's a mental one. You have to believe differently. Walk differently. Speak differently. Stop calling yourself broken. Stop expecting failure. Start declaring, "I am chosen. I am healed. I am restored. I am walking in purpose." Speak life over your future. Because your words are the runway your faith lands on. And your next miracle needs your agreement before it arrives. Let me be real with you. Fear will still try to creep in. Doubt will whisper. People might not understand your transformation. But walk boldly anyway. Because you're not walking alone. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you. Nor forsake you." You're not guessing your way forward. You're guided by the one who already mapped the route. When I started stepping into my new season, I had to fight every voice that said I wasn't ready, that I didn't deserve it, that I would mess it up again. But I walked anyway. Not because I was confident in me, but because I was confident in him. And every step I took, I saw the path open wider. That's what faith does. It activates doors. So now, it's your turn. Walk bold. Not because everything is perfect, but because your God is. Walk with your head high and your spirit set. Walk like someone who knows their comeback is no longer a theory. It's a testimony in motion. Let the world see what God can do with a life that didn't quit. Let your steps speak louder than your setbacks. Because when you walk boldly into your new season, heaven walks with you. And no weapon formed against you can stop what God has already started. This is your call. Walk it out. The comeback has begun, and you are proof that God always finishes what he starts. Now take a deep breath. You've walked through the fire, the silence, the breaking, but you're still here. And that's not an accident, it's a sign. A sign that God has been holding you together through every sleepless night, every unspoken battle, every moment you thought would break you. This message wasn't just information. It was an invitation. An invitation into restoration, into alignment, into a supernatural comeback. And right now, I want you to pray with me. Not just listen, but speak. Say this out loud with me, word for word. Let's go. God, I give you everything. Every fear, every doubt, every weight I've been carrying. I release the pain I couldn't explain. I surrender the control I never truly had. I open my hands and let go of what's breaking me. You can have it all. Every broken piece. Every silent cry. I lay it at your feet. I surrender. Fully. Completely. Now, I declare boldly, you are still God. Even when I can't feel you, you are near. Even when I don't understand, you are working. Even when everything falls apart, you are holding me together. I trust you in the silence. I trust you in the storm. And I declare, your plan for my life will not fail. Lord, plan purpose in this pain. Don't let this season be wasted. Grow something deep in me. Stronger faith, deeper roots, unshakable peace. Open my eyes to see what you're building in the dark. Help me ask, what are you doing through this? Not why is this happening? I choose to believe that what looks like breaking is really becoming. I am in process, and you are the potter. I am not forgot you. I am not abandoned. I am chosen. I am covered. I am called. I am not my past. I am not my failure. I am, you say I am, loved, restored, redeemed. My identity is not in what broke me, but in the one who heals me. I am a child of God, walking into destiny. I am enough because you are enough in me. Now, God, align me with heaven. Order my steps. Redirect my desires. Purify my motives. Remove anything in me that doesn't belong in my next season. Download clarity into my heart. Release wisdom into my decisions. Position me for the comeback you've already written. Let your will be louder than my ones. I speak it now. This is not my end. This is my setup. This is my turning point. This is the start of something supernatural. The comeback is happening, even if I can't see it yet. I rise from the ashes. I walk forward in faith. I will not go by. I will not give up. Because my God is not finished, and my story is still unfolding. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And if this word lit a fire in you, if it pulled you up from where you were and reminded you this is not your end, then hear this. Someone else is still in the dark, waiting for the same light. When you give, you don't just support a channel. You carry God's voice into someone's storm, into their silence, into their breaking point. Every super thanks, membership, or PayPal seat is holy. It's not currency. It's kingdom oil, poured out to anoint hearts, restore faith, and prepare the way for comeback after comeback. For he said, give, and it will be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, and his word doesn't return empty. You've been praying, God, use me. This is how he's answering. Through your faith, he is sending light where there's been darkness, and manna where there's been drought. So, if this message ignited your faith, don't scroll past this moment. Give boldly, so prophetically. Release what's in your hand, because heaven is waiting to release what's in God's. To every giver, I speak divine return. Press down peace, overflowing protection, and favor that runs through your household like living water. Let your gift preach louder than your silence. Now act. Click. Give. The PayPal link is in the description. Or use Super Thanks or join as a member. Stand in faith and watch how God moves through you. Before you scroll away or jump to the next video, I want you to do something powerful. Drop a declaration in the comments. Write this. This is not my end. God is setting me up for a comeback. Write it in faith. Write it as a prophecy over your own life. And if you're feeling bold, add what you're believing God to restore. Because every time you type it, you're silencing the voice of fear and activating the voice of faith. And if this word spoke to you, don't just keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who feels stuck. Someone who's tired. Someone who needs to be reminded, God is not finished. Your comeback isn't coming. It's already begun. So let's start walking like it. Let's start declaring like it. And let's stand together, believing that the best is still ahead. Because this isn't the end. This is the setup. And he who began a good work in you will finish it. Amen. Please like this video and leave a heartfelt amen in the comments. If you want to stay closer to God, subscribe to our channel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.